Friends, let me introduce myself first. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan and I have been assigned with the development of the book on mergers and acquisitions. Because I have an experience, I am a professional banker and I have an experience of more than 47 years of banking career, which includes public sector bank and couple of private sector banks during the tenure of 47 years of my period, out of which around 25 years I spent on foreign exchange and trade, wherein and remaining 20 or 22 years general banking and other related areas of the banking, which includes the retail credit, corporate credit, then investment, mergers and acquisitions. By virtue of this varied experience and long experience, I have been assigned by the institution to develop a book on merger and acquisitions for you people. I really thank for the institute for assigning me this job, and I hope I have met the requirement of the institution by developing this book. And today we are going to discuss about this book, Merger and Acquisition. In short, about the merger and acquisitions, this is one of the very hot topic nowadays in national as well as international business or international scenario. Particularly, locally, one company takes over another company, one company merges with another company. So like that, these instances are going to happen. And it was thought that the proper justification for these kind of issues like mergers of the companies and acquisition of the company by one strong company is required to be very well addressed in the book. So accordingly, I have devised this book, which contains approximately 25 chapters, which is giving you the whole range of the content of mergers and acquisitions, regulatory perspective, compliance matter, and the under the regulations, which is permitted activity, which is not permitted activity while merging the company or acquiring the company. So accordingly, the syllabus or the content of the subject is very vast, which practically it is not possible to deliver everything in the lectures or this kind of recordings, video recordings. So I will run past and advising you people to go through the text or go detail into the PowerPoint presentation so as to acquire a proper knowledge to appear for the examination to get success. So with this brief introduction about myself and the subject, I will start now for the discussion with chapter 1. And each chapter is very well defined the content on the topic which is selected. So first chapter is merger. So the objective of our discussion of this particular chapter, merger, which is the starting of our book, right? To understand the merger is a strategic business activity, then define and explain the concept of merger and the trace the historical development of the merger through the various economic waves. Then shortly we are also taking into consideration analysis of specific type of mergers such as horizontal, vertical, or cogenic or cocentric, etc. These are the types of merger. And finally, they examine the financial implication of mergers and acquisitions. So, our taking into consideration all this objective, our presentation flow will consist of first to understanding the merger history, how historically the companies are getting merged, then what are the forms of the merger, classification of merger, then different types of merger like horizontal merger, vertical merger, cogenic merger, concentric merger, conglomerate merger, accretive mergers, dilutive mergers. So these are various types of the mergers. Depending upon the activity and the manner in which the companies are getting merged, these are classified accordingly. So, and a merger is nothing but it is a combination of a firm. So, it is a strategic and legal consideration where two or more companies are merged with each other to form a single entity with an objective of achieving the greater efficiency, competitive advantage of market expansion. Okay, from the legal perspective, one company may absorb the another company, or partly or by completely a new company may be formed. That means one company merges with the one existing company, strong company, and that company will remain, or both the companies merge together and forms another separate entity, that is a merged entity. Okay, so this is the merger. So shareholders of the merging company, it firms often receive the shares of the new surviving entity in exchange of their existing holding. Now, the history of merger. See, there are around 6 or 7 waves right from the era which is called as the 1887 to 1904, the first merger took place, that is the first wave. Second wave is between 1916 to 1929, where the World War was in place, or it was a beginning in 1932. Or it is during that time, there was a vertical integration of the companies happened. Okay, third wave, it started in 1965 to 1969, where the conglomerates expansion and economic stability was observed. In the fourth wave, which was defined between 1981 to 1989, and the fifth wave is 1992 to 2000. Okay, important is the sixth and seventh wave. Sixth wave is an emerging market, particularly it started from 2003 to 2008, and 2010 onward will be the seventh wave, which is called as a digital, or it may be digital transformation is used while doing the merger. In this chart you can very well refer, there are various examples are giving under each wave what was how happened and the characteristic of each and every waves which was happened during that time. So mergers are inevitable part in any company's lifetime. Okay, so there are different forms of merger. The forms of merger, quickly we can have the snapshot of the forms of merger. One is a statutory merger. First one is a statutory merger. What happens in statutory merger? One company that is acquiring firm, that absorbs another company. Another company is their target company. And this target company ceases to exist as a separate legal entity, and the acquiring company retains its identity. So I am acquiring one company, which is target company, but I am keeping my name and my entity as it is. That is a statutory merger. Then second one is a subsidiary merger. A subsidiary merger, the acquired company, the company which is acquired, that becomes a subsidiary. It will not dissolve into acquiring firm, but this will remain as it is. But its structure, this structure is used when acquiring company wants to maintain the brand identity and legal independence and regulatory compliance of the target. Okay, so target company also remain the same, but it will act as a subsidiary of acquiring company, that is subsidiary merger. Third one is a consolidation. Consolidation means two or more companies combine to form completely new entity. Not a acquiring or target company. Both completely merged and new entity has come up, that is called consolidation. Then the both original companies cease to exist. New company is created and the shareholders of both the leadership firm receives the shares in the newly formed corporation. Okay, here I have given the comparison that you can very well refer later on. Now, legal framework, how it is controlled under Companies Act 2013 is applicable for the mergers. All mergers and consolidation require approval from the National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT, then Registrar of Companies, okay, then Competition Commission of India, CCI, and SEBI. These are very important entities from where the merging company or acquirer has to obtain the prior permission from these entities. Now, let us classify the mergers depending upon the nature of the business, okay, depending upon business relationship, depending upon the strategic intent behind this transaction, financial outcome, etc. So these mergers are classified. Okay, now first one is based on the business relationship. Now, business relationship merger, how it happens? One is a horizontal merger. Horizontal means it is horizontal. The merger between the firms in the same industry that are direct competitors. Okay, when it is happened, that is called horizontal merger. And the vertical merger is nothing but a merger between the firms which are operating at the different stages of the production on supply chain. Particularly, vertical merger happens with the supplying, manufacturing, and distributing firms, right? That is a vertical merger. Then conglomerate merger. Conglomerate merger means merger between the firms of unrelated business. There is no linkage between the two, their businesses. The business of one company is another different and business of acquiring company is a different. That is a conglomerate merger, right? Then co-generic merger. Co-generic merger means same type of merger between the companies in related industries. Not direct competitor. They are not competitor. But they are the same type of business they are doing. That is called co-generic merger. Then concentric merger. What is concentric merger? Concentric merger is a type of co-generic merger where companies provide a complementary product or services to the same customer group, and such a company when it is merged, then it is called as a concentric merger. Now this is based on the business. Now taking into consideration the financial impact, If you consider financial impact, then there are different type of, then there are different, the merger is classified like accretive merger. Accretive merger means that result into increase in the earning per share, EPS. For the purpose of EPS or earning per share, increase in earning per share, when there is a merger, then it is called accretive merger. Okay, then second comes the dilutive merger. Dilutive merger means a merger that leads to decrease the earning per share of acquiring firm. Acquiring firm, when it acquires another firm, then earning per share of its will be depreciated. And that occurs when the acquisition cost is high or a target has the higher per equity ratio, right? So, vertical, cogeneric, concentric, conglomerate, and accelerating and dilutive merger. I have already explained to you. Please refer this chart for comparative study of it. Now, and then horizontal merger. Let us see one by one what is horizontal merger. In horizontal merger, what happens as I explain? The business combination that occurs between the two companies operating in the same industry and often offering the similar product or services. And these companies are usually direct competitors. These companies are direct competitor, and merger is always for increasing the market share. By virtue of that, there will be a reduction in a competition and realize the economies of the scale and improve the profitability. Okay, these are the key characteristic. Key characteristic is nothing but it involves the firms that the same stage of production or value chain, and it leads the market consolidation. It is subject to antitrust and competition law and pursued to gain the strategic dominance. The objective of horizontal merger, as I said, the increase in market share, that is market share expansion. Second objective is the cost efficiency. Third one is a synergy realization, that is achieving the operational and financial synergies. Then elimination of competition. Very important, elimination of competition. When it is merged, then there will be no competitor, or competitors are reduced. Then improved profit margin. Due to that, there will be definitely there will be an improvement in profit margin. Now, advantage of the horizontal merger consists of advantage is the stronger market presence, greater economies, consolidation of resources, then increase innovation and capability. Challenges includes the risk and cultural management integration issue, potential legal regulatory hurdle, and redundancy related to layoff and closures. Now, only I am citing the example, you can very well go through that. Vodafone and Idea, you are aware that in 2018, there was a merger between Vodafone India and Idea Cellular. The two of these top telecom companies in India merged to form Vodafone Idea Limited. And in response to that, there is aggressive competition from the Reliance Jio. Okay, so this is the horizontal merger. You can very well, details of this merger, you can very well go through this. Then let us understand vertical merger. In vertical merger is a kind of supply chain mergers. It refers to the combination of two companies that operates at a different stage of the supply chain. One is supply, second one is manufacturing, and third one is a distribution. So, one company may be a supplier, manufacturer, or distributor, while the other operates upstream or downstream in the production and delivery process. That is called vertical merger. And this vertical merger aims to integrate the operation to improve the efficiency, reduce transaction cost, and enhance the coordination across the supply chain. Because this involves companies with the buyer, supplier, producer, and distribution relationship. Okay, that is enough for understanding the vertical merger. Definitely, the objective of the vertical merger consists of supply chain control. So there will be no irregularity or irregular supply, or there will be a regular supply, manufacturing, production and distribution. Okay, there will be a cost reduction because the company is merged together for different activities. Then operational efficiency will be also enhanced, and the product quality assurance and the competitive advantage will be barriers to entry into integrating critical production stage will be eliminated. So these are some of the objective of the vertical merger. The types of vertical mergers consist of forward integration. Forward integration under vertical margin, there are two types of merger. One is a forward integration. Forward integration means when manufacturer acquires or merges with a distributor of the retailer, post production there will be a distributor or retailer. If the distribution and retailer will be merged with the manufacturer of the goods, then it is called as a forward integration. However, if company acquires mergers with the supplier of the raw material or component, that is before production, then it is called as backward integration. Now, example of the vertical merger is Reliance Industries and Dell Network and Hathway. In 2018, it was happened. So, what was happened during that time in nutshell, the Reliance acquired the stake in Dell Network and Hathway Cables to strengthen its last mile connectivity for its broadband services, Jio Fiber. Okay, this is happened because to control the digital content distribution network and ensure the quality broadband and access to the end user. So this also you can very well go through details into this. Due to this, in horizontal merger, vertical merger, there are certain advantage, and this advantage is streamline operations, improved coordination, reduction in dependency on third party or suppliers or distribution, and there will be a greater control over input cost and pricing and enhance the product quality and customer satisfaction. There are also challenges. Challenges is the integration complexity across the different operational culture, risk of overinvestment and possible resistance from independent suppliers or distribution, antitrust scrutiny in case of potential market foreclosure. Now another one is a co-generic merger, which is also called as a related merger. Means this is a type of merger. This is third type. One is horizontal, second one is vertical, third one is a co-generic merger. In co-generic merger, that occurs between two companies operating in the same general industry, but not necessarily as a direct competitor or within the same line of product. Product line may be different, but they are into same type of industries. These companies often share the similar production technology, distribution channels and customer base, which allowing them to benefit from mutual synergies while maintaining the product line differentiation. This kind of merger, co-generic merger, involves the companies that are related in terms of industry, market or technology. The product and services are complementary, but they are not competitors, right? Now, objective of the co-generic merger is definitely a market expansion, product line expansion, cross promotion and technology sharing, as well as reduced competition. Good example is Zomato. You might be aware that Zomato and the Uber Eats, in 2020, very recently, 5 years back, Zomato, an online food delivery and restaurant aggregator, they acquired the Uber Eats India operation. which also operated in the food delivery space, but with a different strength and outreach. So the objective was to expand the Zomato's delivery network and user base without significantly overlapping the operation, right? Advantage is a faster market expansion, leveraging the share capabilities, broader offering and economies of the scope from combining related. Challenges consist of the culture and that operational integration across the different business model. Then confusion in branding and product positioning. And another challenge is regulatory oversight in overlapping the market territories. Next one will be the concentric merger. A concentric merger is a type of merger that takes place between the companies serving the same customer base but offering different yet complementary product. Serving same type of customers but different type of product. That is a concentric merger. The two companies with same type of customer base offering different product or complementary product or services. While these companies may not operate in the same line of business, their offerings are related in terms of consumer usage and purchasing behavior. The primary goal of concentric merger is to enhance the customer value by offering the broader range of integrated and bundled service and product. Under concentric merger, it involves the companies which are complementary offering, targeting the same or overlapping customers, right? Now, objective is the product diversification, customer retention, brand leverage, distribution synergy, and economies of the scope. Example is ICICI Bank and ICICI Prudential Life Insurance for better understanding. Here, what was happened, ICICI Bank is a leading Indian private sector bank, formed a joint venture with the Prudential to enter into the life insurance market. The objective is to offer the complementary financial product, banking and life insurance to the same customer base, right? Advantage is a greater customer engagement, better use of sales and marketing channels, reduction in customer acquisition cost, and improved brand positioning in the target market. Challenges under this is integration of the diverse product and services, potential brand dilution if the products and services vary widely in quality, complexity in performance, measurement in reporting across the product categories. The next one is a conglomerate merger. Within conglomerate merger, what is this conglomerate means? Conglomerate merger means the merger between the two companies that operate in entirely unrelated business. One has no connection with another. So completely unrelated business activity, sectors or industries. Unlike horizontal, vertical or concentric merger, there is no direct business synergy in terms of the product, market or supply. But then what is the purpose of this kind of merger? The core purpose of such kind of merger is diversification of the risk, capital deployment and expansion into new business area. Under this conglomerate merger, there involves the companies from the different unrelated industries, as I said. They aim at risk diversification, expansion and portfolio balancing, and maybe it is totally unrelated business or maybe it is a mixed business. Objective of such kind of conglomerate merger is, first one is a diversification, second one is a capital efficiency, third one is a strategic investment, and fourth one is a tax benefit including the financial synergy. Here, a good example to conglomerate merger is the Tata Group is a classic Indian example of conglomerate, which is operating in automobile, Tata Motors, IT services, TCS, and steel, Tata Steels. So, but they are coming together. They are connected with each other. So, There are hospitality, steel production, IT services. There are varieties of activities. But they came together under the group, Tata Group. So, built a diversified portfolio of the business across the industries. Okay. Now, advantage is risk mitigation, access to the new market, financial stability, and improved valuation. There are challenges like lack of operational synergy, managerial complexity, conglomerate discount, and cultural integration are some of the challenges. Then accretive merger. An accretive merger is another type of merger where the earning per share, EPS, earning per share of acquiring company increases after the transaction is completed or after the merger is completed. This is generally occurs when the target company has lower price to earning ratio than the acquiring company, right? This is accretive merger. So the characteristic is a merger increases the acquirer's EPS. So the target company usually has a lower per equity ratio and or higher earning contribution. So typically it is financed through the cash or low premium stock. Now formula for EPS is given here, and if this condition met, then the merger is termed as accretive. Post merger EPS is more than pre-merger EPS. Then the acquiring company, then this is called as accretive merger. Now, what happens in this? There will be increased bargaining power, the cost synergy and tax optimization. Under this, there is a good example. In 2008 is HDFC Bank with a Centurion Bank of Punjab. HDFC Bank and Centurion Bank of Punjab. Now, here in the what happened, you know, HDFC Bank acquired Centurion Bank of Punjab to expand its branch network. Rationally behind it is the target. Target means which is the target? Target is the Centurion Bank of Punjab. This target had lower per equity ratio and higher branch penetration in key market. Whereas reverse is the situation. HDFC Bank has higher per equity ratio and limited penetration in the market. So as to match with this higher penetration and to increase the per equity ratio, both banks have merged together, okay, in 2008. Now, advantage is to boost the short-term investors' confidence, improve the valuation, deliver the better return, and facilitate the strategic growth in the financial strength. Risk and consideration, as usual, it is overestimation of synergies that could lead to underperformance, etc. Now, dilutive merger. Dilutive merger is one of which earning per share. Dilutive merger is one in which the earning per share of the acquiring company decreases after the merger. Accretive merger, there was an increase in earning per share. Decreasing here in dilutive merger, acquiring company decreases its share. This happens when the price paid for the target company, especially its per equity ratio, is higher than the value of the target add to the combined entity's earning, or when the financial method, that is stock issuance, results into EPS dilution. Post-merger EPS is lower than the acquiring firm's the pre-merger EPS. Reason for dilutive merger, why this happens reverse? Because for the purpose of strategic growth. Strategic growth, how it happens? To gain the access to the market, technology and talents. Then future synergy, market expansion and competitive positioning. Example, Tata Steel and Corus Group. In 2007, it was happened. What was happening? Tata Steel acquired UK-based Corus Group for $12 billion. Rationally behind this acquiring is, or merger is, gain a global presence and access to the advanced technology, right? So this is one of the very good example. Now, when are the dilutive mergers justified? When the merger, any merger, brings the strategic assets such as brand value, research and development capability, and global market access, when the long-term return on the investment outweighs the short-term EPS dilution, and in cases where the merger leads to monopoly advantages or the future dominance in emerging market. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on mergers. Thank you very much.